All right, good afternoon. Try to answer your questions.
At that, the Jacksonville defense seems to be a pretty stout one. What do you see as the strengths there, and what are you kind of trying to, what's concerning you going into that one?
Yeah, they are. They're an excellent defense. And again, it starts by the way they play team defense. Same style of defense that you see in places like Seattle and Atlanta. They're very fundamental in the way they play. You know, they don't do a lot, but when they go into a game, they'll have a little bit of a game plan for you in certain situations. So we got to be ready for that. But they're really stout against the run. They got a lot of good young talent at all levels of the defense. They got some good pass rushers. They got active linebackers, and then they've got good cover people. So that makes for a defense that can be very productive.
How much of that Seahawks defense is transferable to other teams that might not have the same?
Well, you kind of diverge away a little bit schematically, but the basic fundamentals of it is very similar. But, yeah, I mean, it translates.
A lot of cover three. I mean, you see that kind of stuff like the Seahawks do as much.
Yes, three, single safety, kind of post-safety, post, you know, single safety type coverage. It's pretty much their base.
For a long time, NFL coaches always talk about having to establish the run in this era.
No, you have to be able to run the football. I think number one, it's important for your offense. It's also important for your team because there's a ball control component to it. But you can never lose sight of the fact that you need to score points. You know, and however you do that, running or throwing, and so it's important that you establish some form of a balance, and that includes running the football. Whatever that balance may be.
What did you lose when you didn't have Joe Berger last week?
Well, I think when Joe was out of there, he did a good job of directing us. You know, he's a very veteran guy that's played well for many years. So when a guy like that leaves, played center myself, so I understand the importance of being able to go in there and direct things. And I thought Nick did a good job by replacing Joe, and he'll be 1 week better this week.
Last week against Dallas, it seemed that Sam was able to make a few more plays outside of the pocket than he's maybe done before. Just wondering your thoughts on that.
Well, I think Sam doesn't really get credit for being able to move around much because a lot of times he doesn't. But he's got a good set of legs on him, and he uses them well, you know, in terms of being able to run. We called some nakeds and so, you know, got him outside the pocket, you know, intentionally. And then you saw the other night where he was able to escape the pocket and make plays. So those are really damaging to the defense. You know, they feel like they've got you, you know, and then all of a sudden you're out making plays with your feet. And I think Sam has the ability to do that. And, you know, sometimes it's designed and sometimes it's forced. And we had both scenarios the other night.
You're not scoring as much as you'd like. Is there a tendency to expand the playbook, try some new things, or –
No, I think each team presents, you know, a different problems. You know, the matchups are different each week, you know, and so you try to do what you can to score against the team you're playing. And our only concern is this week against Jacksonville. As you go through and you evaluate our ability to score, you'd like to be able to score on big plays if you can. When you get in the red zone or when you march it down the field, we just got to be a little better and be more efficient when we get down there. We can't, you know, have the errors that we've had when we're in a position to score touchdowns. But in terms of expanding or restricting, you know, I think you just got to do what's best for the team you're playing.
In the time you've been here, where have you seen Stephon Diggs improve as a receiver?
I think he improves every day. You know, he's still a very young player. You know, there's some situations that he's going to face throughout this year and maybe next year, and you know, that he hasn't seen before. And so I think, you know, from a situational standpoint, I've seen him improve. He's a very competitive guy. He's had to fight through injury this year, which you know, a lot of pro you have to do as a pro. But he's got the ability to make plays, you know, and I think that's the thing that we appreciate about him, and it's good for us when he touches the ball.
if Nick does have to go again this weekend, where do you hope to see the biggest improvement?
Well, we'll just have to see, you know, the final lineup here. But, you know, I think anytime you do things more than once, and especially when you're doing it for the first time, you see great improvements, you know. And I think, you know, if there were errors made, he'll be able to correct them and move on. And, you know, they're sometimes magnified at center because you're directing the whole unit. But he's a very competitive guy. He's good in the run game. He did a good job of directing us in terms of the pass protection. Like all players, every once in a while there's a breakdown, you know. And so as you play more, you know, it's important that you become more consistent and do more things right and less things wrong. And I think that's sort of what we'd look for in him.
Have you ever seen this many injuries to an offensive line in one season before?
I haven't really taken the time to add them up, but we've had quite a few. I think the thing that's important is you can't really dwell on that. You know, that's probably in the off season we'll sit down and talk about that. You know, we like the players that we have pro football players on our roster and guys we trust. And the challenge is to get whoever's ready to play ready to play, and that's how we're moving forward.
Thanks, everyone. Good luck.